Texas Day. To northwest winds 10 to 15 knots.
Have you ever questioned the welfare system?
Yes.
Have you ever wondered if it really helps those of low-income families?
Yes.
Well, today is your lucky day. This morning on Sally's Talk and Walk show, I will be interviewing an expert on the welfare system, and we will be answering all of those questions that you have been eager to ask. Welcome back to Sally's Talk and Walk show. Today, I have a very special guest on our show. Please give a warm welcome to Miss Lucky. Miss Lucky is a representative of the Public Welfare Foundation. She has been involved in the foundation for over 15 years. Miss Lucky, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Let's get right into it. I have done my research, and I hear that the name of the welfare system has been changed. What is the new name?
Yes, indeed. In recent years, the name of welfare has been changed. Aid to Families with Dependent Children has now been changed to Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. This change is not only a name change, but the approach is different.
And what is different about the approach?
The new approach aims to keep families on welfare for a limited time. This approach requires many receipts to work for their benefits and also places a 5-year limit on cash assistance. We feel, as a foundation, that to limit the time will help those to get back on their own feet and support their families.
Do you see an improvement? Is there evidence to prove that this approach is working better than the old one?
We have seen an improvement. Our goal is to eliminate welfare dependency, and by having people work, they are not only fulfilling their requirement, but also improving their own self-esteem by working in society. We have also toughened up the system by increasing the work requirement from 30 hours a week to 40 hours a week.
What about the parents of children? Do you feel that increasing the workload of parents will have an effect on their children?
Actually, we have taken that into consideration, and low-income parents can meet part of their work requirements by participating in organized activities with their children, including scouts, sports, and educational programs. This is beneficial because it fosters a healthy relationship with everyone involved.
You mentioned earlier that there is a 5-year limit on cash assistance. What if families are not able to support themselves after that 5-year limit? Where do they go?
I do believe that there are subsequent programs which individuals can apply for in order to support for one's family. For example, there is a different program for those on welfare, which is Earned Income Tax Credit. This program is provided to reduce the tax burden on low-income families with dependent children and to offset the work incentives associated with welfare. The program basically allows for low-income families to pay a lower tax. This allows for families to keep their money, essentially.
I have heard of this program, and I've also read that maybe this program is a better solution for people rather than welfare, meaning that those who take advantage survive a greater time than they would on welfare. Survive meaning that these people can live independently and not have to come back for assistance. Why do people not know about this program?
This is true, and I believe it is just that advertising for this program is lacking. In some cases, is it a better solution, and we as a foundation must work harder to promote all options to those who apply.
I have recently read that an estimated 12 million people who are eligible for food stamps do not receive them. How can this be explained?
I'm really not sure how to answer this question, Sally. It is difficult to handle the amount of people that we come into contact with on some days. It is also the responsibility of the people who are dependent on the system to apply and have knowledge about all programs.
Let's take a caller from our line. Caller, you're on.
Hi, good morning, Sally. I just love your show.
Well, thanks. What's your question?
Miss Lucky, I was wondering how easy it is for someone to apply for welfare.
Well, darling, it's quite simple to access a website. You can go to www.publicwelfare.org and inquire information about the foundation. This can be a downfall in the application process. The application requires a 3-part letter, and then the committee will review it. A review usually takes 30 days. If an applicant is denied, they must wait an additional 30 days to reapply. If then they are processed, it usually takes 3 to 4 months before a final decision.
Well, that sounds like a very long and stressful process. But keep in mind, listeners, that the foundation never has enough resources to keep in stride with the many applicants. So keep your heads up and keep trying. And we are all on time for this morning. I want to thank you, Miss Lucky, for coming in and clarifying some misconceptions, and mostly educate our listeners and myself on the welfare system.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me here.
She can talk the talk and walk the walk, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, I'm Sally. Toodles.